From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors County Government Committee has acted to set aside three properties from its list of 22 tax foreclosures as possible locations for new 911 communications towers. The committee approved a motion at its October 23rd meeting to reserve an 8-acre property on Quenchy Lake Drive in Canaan and nearly 14-acre parcel at 101 Bathrick Farm Road in Gallatin, and 6 acres of vacant land on Covenant Circle in New Lebanon. Hudson Third Ward Supervisor Michael Chimidi said, and I quote, "I know the county wants to put these up for auction as early as possible. We can set these aside and we can always sell them later," end quote. The county's attorney's office sets minimum bids for foreclosed properties, and two of the three set aside by the committee have a combined minimum bid amount of $16,000. The third has no set minimum. The minimum bids for the county's full list of potential foreclosures, excluding those set aside, total $204,000. Columbia County 911 Department Director Robert Lopez chose the properties as potential locations for new towers. "The higher elevation relative to local terrain, the better the spot is for the radio to work," he said. Lopez said, and I quote, "Relative to the region, the identified locations are high enough to offer us decent coverage. These spots will also help us cover a larger area," end quote. The cost for constructing the towers is still unknown, but the county has $3.5 million on hand for this purpose. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting state police will increase patrols through Halloween in an effort to crack down on drunken driving and underage drinking. The campaign runs from October 26 through November 1st. State police will set up sobriety checkpoints and other DWI patrols, and troopers will be using both marked and unmarked vehicles. They will also conduct underage drinking enforcement measures. During a similar initiative last year, the police report there were 1,593 accidents, and more than 226 of those accidents resulted in injuries. One person was killed. Troopers also arrested 248 people for DWI and issued more than 9,057 tickets for speeding, distracted driving, and other traffic violations. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Town Planning Board on November 7th will hold a hearing to receive public comment on the Tiny Tines Recreational Vehicle Campground. Tiny Tines is a 60-acre campground managed by the Getaway Company to be located on Cairo Junction Road. The campground would allow visitors to rent on-site RVs. Residents previously expressed various concerns about the development, including lighting, noise, traffic, trespassing, flooding, and its visual impact. The project engineer, Patrick Pendergast, has been working with the planning board to make sure Tiny Tines is in compliance with the town's campground law. The revised site plan included a stormwater prevention plan, a drainage study, electrical and screening plans. The planning board has now approved the temporary site plan and moved the project along to a public hearing. Neighbors residing within 1,000 feet of the project will be notified of the hearing. The planning board is still awaiting comments on the project from the county planning board and county highway department. Planning board chairman Joseph Izzo said, and I quote, "If they don't approve it, the town has to, by supermajority, overrule the county and proceed. If they don't approve it, I don't know why. We want to know that first, before the public hearing," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Port Authority Board of Directors gave final approval October 25th for the construction of a $37 million international arrivals facility at New York's Stewart International Airport passenger terminal. Domestic and international passengers must be segregated at airports. Currently, at the Newburgh Area facility, a movable wall is used when overseas flights arrive. New York-based J. Kokolakis Contracting will build a new wing on the terminal.
The only comment from the Port Authority Board before the vote came from Vice Chairman Jeffrey Linford, and I quote, "I think it's just a wonderful fourth airport, and I commend everyone to go up there and use it," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WTXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.